Up next on American Restoration.
This is a 1928 pretzel car.
Wow.
I bought this here because we got devastated by Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, my God. You can't even tell what that is.
I need your help.
Your first impressions are always usually the best.
To do some shredded metal, some flames, body parts, we're good.
This is Chris, and he wants to get this restored.
You know, most things, when I look at them, I can see them done.
What they're going to be.
Yeah, this thing here, there's some things that just shouldn't be restored.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Fonzie, let's bring it over here.
Rick, this is Bill.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what's in the box?
You gotta wait and see.
All right. Wow.
That thing's pretty cool.
This is a 1928 pretzel car. And what made this unique was that it was two rides in one. It was a dark ride. You could sit in it.
Right.
It took the place of the Love Tunnel, which was on water. And it was also a whip, because it could make very tight radiuses, so you'd get whipped around and felt like you were going around a pretzel.
Oh. And when you said a dark ride, what you're saying is this thing would run through a tunnel, basically. Scary.
Right. But I want it to be a little bit
spooky.
Spooky.
Are these glow in the dark?
No, I don't think so. But okay. We will be having glow in the dark lighting.
Oh, yeah, some custom fluorescence in there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But so we want this badass, is what you're saying.
No question. With a capital B.
With a capital B. That thing looked like it's seen better days for sure.
This car is special to me because it's the oldest one we have, and we can't fix it on our own.
The steel, it's been pushed and dented, and the metal's all shrank again. There's sand and water and debris. And
I bought this here because my brother and I own the amusement park, and we got devastated by Hurricane Sandy.
Wow.
Hurricane Sandy absolutely decimated a lot of coastal towns in states like New York and New Jersey.
We had 4 feet of water come rushing through our amusement park and knock everything in its way down.
And so the whole park got ruined?
It was a mess. This is a photo of how the ride looked, and you can see that we call it the Spook House. And this is what we came back to. This is the front of the Spook House, knocked the front door down.
Oh, my God. You can't even tell what that is.
It's just been blown open.
Look at that.
It's crazy.
It's breaking my heart just looking at it. All that years and all that life and all that work,
they are ruined. And we have to get them back into shape because it's been operating continuously at our park for 85 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of memories.
85 years. Can you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
I mean, my heart really goes out to these people because I know how much of your life really goes into a family business.
If we were to take a hit like that, it'd be like losing a family member.
This is not one person bringing in something that's familiar just to them. This is thousands of memories all wrapped into one little car, one ride, one park. What we're going to do is we're going to do this for free.
Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, that's really generous. What can I say? I mean, holy God. What a guy. What a gal.
Thank you.
That's well, over the top, Rick.
You got it. It's our way of giving back. So that's what we want to do, period. And once we get this car restored with all your new artwork, you can use it as a template for all the other cars in your park.
That's over the top. I know I couldn't be in better hands. And I'm really happy that you're here to do this for us.
Awesome. When you come back, that thing's going to just blow your mind.
Okay.
All right. Come on in.
Blue for two. Set. Hot.
Go.
Boom.
You need an end zone dance.
Who's this?
I don't know. How you doing?
Hi.
Tyler.
Chris, nice to meet you.
How can I help you?
I came to see if I can get something restored.
That's badass.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this thing is. For all I know, it could be an antique cheese grater. So I'm going to let Mr. Know-It-All deal with this one. This is Chris, and he wants to get this restored. That's my dad, Rick.
Hey, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Wow. Tell me about this.
It's a dry gold sluice made during the Depression.
Sluice.
Funny word.
Sluice.
And it was used in the desert to prospect for gold in dry climates where there is no water.
That's cool. On this dry sluice, how it worked was you basically take a shovel full of dirt, put it inside here, you would crank the handle to where the bellows on the bottom would blow air up. So you're getting all the lighter minerals out, and the heavier ones, being gold, silver, or platinum, go down to the bottom, and then you'd look down in here, and you'd skate through there, and hopefully you'd find yourself some nuggets.
Is there an app for that today?
An app.
That sounds like a lot of work.
So where did you get this?
The lady I got it from, her grandfather had a general store back in the 20s, and that went belly up during the Depression. So they made it out of what they had lying around to get money for the family.
I mean, there was no money. Stock market crashed. There was no jobs. You were in line trying to get bread. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. So people would just basically go out in the middle of the desert and just pray to God that they find something because they need to eat. So being a Depression piece, because they didn't have any money, every piece of this wood came from something that was totally used up. This looks like a piece of a ladder down here. This looks like a 7-Up crate or some kind of a crate. They nailed it together, took a piece of screen out of the window. Everything about it is something that they just had laying around. I mean, the ingenuity that went into this thing, this is a hand-built piece of art, or, you know, and history at that.
So it definitely wasn't number 121 on the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
No, it probably wasn't. You know, most things, when I look at them, I can see them done.
What they're going to be.
Yeah, I can see them done. This thing here, all that life is the way it should be kept. And I swear that's what I'm really seeing. I'd love to take your money and make it all pretty again, but I think it'd be a waste.
Yeah.
There's some things that just shouldn't be restored.
I'm totally with you 100%.
Maybe make some of these bolts older instead of newer. But you can come in the office and I'll give you those three nuts. And to preserve it, I see oiling. That's all I see.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that would make it last. Bottom line, I want to thank you for bringing it in because I'm like,
sure,
I'm at awe. Okay.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime. Right? Well, let's go inside and I'll get you. Yeah, I'll get you them screws and you can.
Cheapest restoration ever.
Screw it.
Wow, it's heavy.
Hey, where'd that seashell go I found?
I don't know. It's in your personal collection. Got in this haunted house car ride, and we need some help with the artwork, severely. And it's sort of tricky because we sort of want it scary, but when they ride it, we don't want to scare the heck out of the kids or be too gory.
So fun and scary. I don't even know how that works. Okay, fun and scary.
At the same time, when it goes into the dark, it's got to come up a different color. We really want it to stand out.
Oh, brother. They do make a night glow in the dark, which when it's outside, it's nearly invisible. You can't even hurt it. But once it rolls into that black light, more even so than white, just pow.
So really, you could be more transparent?
Like you don't even see him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Bang!
Then he scares the shit out of you.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Okay.
You know exactly what we like putting out. So I want to make sure that you're in charge of that whole deal.
This haunted house car is definitely one of the more complicated projects that Rick has ever thrown. The more that we think about this, the more little cool things we can come up with, especially with the glow in the dark that once they hit that light,
hidden.
It's going
it's
to be a, whoa.
Yeah.
Bang! Where did that come from? Stop like that. It.
It's too early in the morning.
We got to get this motor tested. So what's the idea here? We plug this in and I go?
Yep.
Hit me. Oh, crap.
Where is the fluorescent paint going?
I don't have a clue yet.
Time-wise, why didn't you just use fluorescent in the first place?
I don't have a clue. It needs to take a chill pill and stop breaking my balls.
The pretzel car body has endured decades of abuse and a hurricane. So we gotta get it down to bare metal without damaging it any further. So Cowboy's using a chemical stripper to dissolve the paint layer by layer. And what we found underneath was like looking back in time. At one point, this car had a completely different color scheme that hasn't seen the light of day since the 1930s. Once all the paint's completely removed, we're gonna salvage as much of the body as we can. And when we're finished, it'll be Jersey strong once again.
Okay, Nico, this is a car from a haunted house ride from the late 1920s. So it's going to fall under blacklight, most likely. So he wants it to, come alive and light up with some glow-in-the-dark kind of
glow
things.
Paint, yeah.
Right,
glow
exactly.
Paint, right.
Rick put me in charge of the artwork for this project, but it needs some serious airbrushing, and that is Nico's specialty.
Would you do some shredded metal, some flames, body parts? We're good.
They want it scary, but not gory. No blood dripping out of it, no knives, no anything like that. But I'm really hoping you can help me, because your first impressions are always usually the best. Nico has a lot of talent, but we have very different ways of doing things. So I just got to make sure that we stay on track with all of the artistic details.
First impression is going to be, for the front, I want to see the devil. I'm thinking the classic flame coming off already.
Well, the flames are perfect with the devil.
There you go. So basically, this is the side. You know, we're going to have the flame coming through. Maybe we can do, you want to do, I don't know, do boo? Boo.
Kids can't read.
All right, you got a point. So on the back, we do a skull. Ding, 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 ding. And then the fire gates of hell coming off the side.
Don't want to scare him too badly.
All right, well, they could just be wrought iron gates.
That's it. Good job.
All right, okay. So what do you think?
This says motorcycle jacket to me, so maybe we could simplify this a little bit.
Whatever.
Put a finer point on those, work me up some sketches.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Solo. So I get you in trouble if it messes up?
Something like that.
I won't do that to you. Maybe.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
You got some boxes.
Cool. That was big.
I know.
That's it.
Okay, dear Kelly, I would like it to be fully restored and would like Rick to have his own artistic freedom with the restoration.
It's a Seabird wall box. This is actually the remote that told the jukebox what to do. Okay? Like, let's say you're sitting in the diner and the jukebox is clear across the room, and you would put a quarter, a dime, or whatever it was set up for inside here, and then you would just basically pick the song instead of having to walk all the way over to the jukebox.
That's cool. What year do you think this thing is?
I mean, it says right here, Wall-O-Matic deposit nickel. And most songs back in the 40s and the 50s were a nickel. And the look of it and the design of it, it's Art Deco. So it looks to me as if it's 40s.
So what's next?
Holy shit.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Danville, Virginia?
Virginia.
This thing is basically for the railroads. It had all the sodas inside there, and they got loaded onto the train. There was tons of them. And see, inside here is where you put the bottles. They have this all stamped on there, telling you where it came from. But, I mean, look at the bottom.
It's falling off. It's so rusted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rusted out. See the color here? That's the color that it used to be. It used to be yellow, but it might have had a red and yellow. If they want this thing perfectly straight again, it is going to be days and days of bodywork. It's going to be at least $3,000 with all those man hours. So you get some prices to the people, and we'll figure everything out.
Nico.
What's up?
Well, how we doing?
I'm doing good. You didn't come here to bust my balls, did you?
I'm not here to babysit you. I'm just here to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah. There's some things I want to... I changed up a little bit, but I'm just keeping it simple.
So we're on the flames.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is kind of where I envisioned the day glow paint, the fluorescent going. So where is the fluorescent paint going?
I don't have a clue yet.
The glow-in-the-dark theme was supposed to be a big part of this design, but it's not even a blip on his radar yet. So we're 30 seconds into this conversation, and already I'm freaking out inside.
You know, I'm thinking maybe on the edges, on the inside, I left the lines here, might do something in the middle.
All right, well, yeah, I was... Okay,
You seem confused.
So you're gonna put day glow over the top of the yellow and orange that's already on there?
We can still draw it on top, it's not a big deal. Whether we want to do it with a brush or we want to do it with an airbrush.
Okay, time-wise, why didn't you just use fluorescent in the first place?
I don't have a clue. But like I said, that's another, I personally take that as another subject altogether. That's something, once I'm done with all this, then we go into the day glow and the glow in the dark.
All right, so. At this point, I don't care how he gets the job done, as long as all of the required artistic elements come together in the end.
I'm not trying to hot dog this, so. Don't be scared. Then don't be scared about.
Not scared. Not scared.
I don't think Ted should be nervous. I think he's a little neurotic. He needs to calm down and relax, take a chill pill, and stop breaking my balls. You could always add, can't take away.
All right. I won't bother you anymore.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go get lunch or something?
All right.
I got you, baby. I got you.
All right, good.
Don't worry about it. You're good. You're golden. Next time you bring some food or something.
We gotta get this motor tested, so I had Cowboy make this platform so that I could sit on it while you plug it in and we make sure it goes.
Okay.
I'll be the driver. I just need you to give me power. So, what's the idea here? We plug this in and I go?
Yep.
Hit me. It's backwards. I need to be going that-a-way. I'm going that-a-way.
Turn it around. The frame he built's backwards.
Oh, so I should be sitting like this. Oh, I ripped my pants.
I'm gonna turn the car around. Let's see what happens.
Bring me back.
Awful loud, though, you know?
Go.
What the hell are you guys doing?
We're testing the motor.
That motor sounds like a broken down garbage disposal. What the hell are you guys doing?
We're testing the motor.
And it doesn't sound good.
Why is it making that noise? Here, let me just...
Whoa! Let me just lift it up. That's a heavy monster.
You two hold it up. I'll plug it in.
Go ahead.
Oh, plug it in?
Yes, please.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, hold it.
Oh, this gear right here is so worn out, it's not even
meshing
at all. So this is the piece making the noise.
Man, you're good at stating the obvious.
So I want you to take that and get it water jetted and see if you can make one. This is hardened, though. Make sure it's hardened steel.
All right.
We got to get that finished.
All righty.
Rick?
Yeah.
Bill's here.
Hey, Bill.
Rick, how are you?
Good to see you.
I am so happy to be here. I am so excited to see this.
How's the park going?
It's going great. Good. We are working through the winter, and we're at about 95% up and running.
Good.
So
this is ready. I can't wait to show it to you.
I can't wait. Please, show me.
Come on.
Show me.
All right, so, Bill, I mean, you remember what this thing looked like, right?
Yes, it was a wreck.
It was a 1928, seen a lot of fun ride, right?
Yes.
So you got that vision in your head?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. That's better than anything I could have imagined. Oh, I love the devil. I love the chrome. This is beautiful. This is absolutely gorgeous. Because he was doing this pro bono, I had no idea he was going to pull out all the stops and he was going to make this into a museum quality piece. I just wish my father were here to see this. He was around when this car first came to the boardwalk. And
your father would have loved this, huh?
Oh, would he? I mean, this was part of our heritage and this is our family. And, you know, he would have seen this and said, oh my God, this is something that's just out of fantasy land. This is just, it's beyond words. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, too. Thank you. This is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, check it out.
And I love the devil in the front. I mean, what an artist. This is like Michelangelo. You hired Michelangelo.
I
got
had
him
a little,
back from the grave.
I had a little New York Michelangelo, all right.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
They did the gargoyle on the top of it.
I mean, that's just a stroke of genius. This is beautiful.
They do these flames with this neon color in here. And then on the back of it, of course, it's got the skull.
It's gorgeous. Even the seats are gorgeous. It is almost a sin to let people sit in it. They don't even have to ride in it. Just sitting in it is fun.
There's a lot of work in it, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, on that note, I'm going to get that other thing ready.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, so what we actually had to do, I mean, you remember the body was just destroyed.
Right.
And Sandy whipped on it. So we got all the metal straightened out, got everything all nice and smooth, but the wood was shot. So we had to do all this wood cutting and shaping, and then we stained all the oak to make it look black. So remember me saying I wanted it to last another 82 years?
Right.
Well, that's gonna. All right, so you want to take a ride?
Oh, do I?
Yeah,
do I ever.
Jump in.
Let's go. When I got in the car, it reminded me of all the times when I was a kid that I would get in this car and ride and be scared. And it brought me back to my youth.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
This is great. Absolutely great. I love this. Worked good. Couldn't be better, Rick. It's perfect. You have done some job.
I got one more surprise. I'm gonna push it inside.
If he thought this car was great before, I can't wait till he sees what we got in store for him next.
Okay, Bill, we got one more little surprise for you. So you want to see it in
yes.
the dark?
Oh, please. I can't wait.
Babe?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Are you scared?
Oh, man. It's scared in a good way. This is going to be so popular. I mean, people are going to be just standing in line to see this. The teeth, the eyes.
Look at your teeth.
It's absolutely spectacular. You guys have really outdone yourselves on this.
Smile, Bill. I love it. This is awesome.
In the daylight, it's beautiful. And in the darkness, it's just as beautiful.
I have all the templates and everything you need to make the other cars look just like this one.
I can't thank you enough. This is just unbelievable.
Cool. Good. I'm glad you're... What the?
Bang!
Grow up, Tyler.